guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. Yeah. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my plea.
Yeah.
You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that brick wall, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. I don't know where I am. I don't even know where my car is. Brittany, I've been there.
Boy. Have you?
I woke up and I'm like, okay, the last thing I remember, am I in Los Angeles proper?
And that's when I end up having to drive to Azusa, y'all.
Y'all, when you kind of go and you go to the window first. I'm like, do any landmarks look familiar?
What? And you look out the window and you see that you're just in like mountains.
And if you can find your phone, probably can't, because you don't know where your underwear is.
You don't.
Yeah, you just leave those. Good thing they're not expensive. You don't wear expensive underwear to go tricking.
If your mother only knew.
Oh, her hair would curl.
Curl.
And that's saying something, because it's very straight.
Y'all, this is Lilu.
Lilu. What's the name of this episode?
Well, this is Lilu. You said Lalu.
I said Life Lilu. Lilu. Oh.
Life After Lockup.
The name of this episode, as I was
Lost say? And Found.
Who's season lost four, and found? Is it Brittany?
Maybe Sean is found or Sarah's found.
I think we should stop trying to figure out the logic of these.
They don't name them well.
Titles.
They don't name
I
them
kind
well.
I kind of agree with you.
All right, y'all. Announcements. Live shows. Come see us in New York, Chicago, D.C., Atlanta, and Tampa. Two nights in Tampa, y'all. Two nights in Tampa. Go to our Linktree link on our Reality Gaze TikTok or our Reality Gaze podcast, which is our Instagram. That's go to our Linktree link there. That's where you can get tickets for those shows. We've added that second night for Tampa people. And so I'm really
excited. And other Florida denizens.
I'm excited about that whole little area. I think it's going to be pretty.
I am too. I'm excited. I've never been to Tampa.
No, I haven't either. So, yeah, it's going to be Poodles. It's going to be Poodles, Poodle Palooza, his birthday weekend extravaganza.
That's a lot on the flyer.
Well, you know what? You're a lot.
That's true.
You're a lot.
That's true.
Anyway,
anything else? Should we just get into this episode?
Let's do it.
This was a snooze for me.
I didn't know if it was a snooze. I thought it was just a more of a building episode.
I think it's one of those.
Yeah, I get that.
No Amber or Puppy. And
no. Do we think Marcelino and Brittany is that real now? Because this is fucking dramatic.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure anymore. I think it might be real, and this is a ramping up of what happened. It also could be a recreation.
If Brittany is acting, she's the fucking Meryl Streep of reality television.
She's good.
She's fucking
when
sobbing.
When she cries, you can't sounds like this.
Yeah, I mean, just sobbing.
In her Alaska accent.
Yeah.
She really did sound like that.
She did sound like that. So, there, y'all, what I liked about the episode starts, you just see the producer saying to a cameraman.
God, I love these opens.
Can you see him? And he's like, oh, I got him. We're rolling. And they just, it's like they just fucking found Marcelino in the middle of Las Vegas.
A PA saw him at a gas station. Hey.
Hey. I found
we all got to get gas.
Yep. Been there.
I'm like, oh, I bought Coke at that gas station once. Mm-hmm.
No, Coca-Cola. Right. Yes, that's what we're going with. Let's turn on Timmy.
So he's like, you know what? It's like, I'm just driving around to clear my head. That's all I'm doing. You can tell Marcelino's lying. Yeah. But
he finally says he went to go play poker.
The interesting thing here is he is so tight-lipped about what he's doing and either what he's done, and maybe he's either afraid to say something, because Brittany's the opposite. Brittany wants to talk about everything.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's frustrating. We're going to find out what this is all about, I'm sure, later, because it shows her like smashing her wedding photo down, and she really was made for this show. She was made to be an actress, obviously.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful, too. I think for him, I think it's a misdirect. I think he doesn't want to say what he's doing and whether he feels shame about it or whatever. So he goes into this, I don't feel loved. She doesn't love me. I'm unlovable. But he's not telling us what he's fucking doing.
Yeah.
And it's that same, and again, what kind of hurts his case even more is that, so Brittany wakes up with, I forget this woman's name, her girlfriend.
Shannon. It's not his,
Shannon.
Her friend.
A girl. Sorry, I have to specify.
You, especially in this situation.
Her friend who's a woman. Shannon answers the door and we just see the back of her ass.
Shannon's trying to move in on Brittany really quickly.
Yeah. So, but they're in bed, but Shannon makes a good point that we brought up several episodes. Shannon said, you know what I don't get? I can't believe your friend Amanda was talking to this guy for 2 months and didn't fucking... That's why we thought it was fake.
Yeah.
Because we thought, so I guess it was real. And Brittany kind of goes,
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, boss, you're right. It's kind of like one of those moments.
I just think Shannon wants to bang Brittany.
Oh, for sure. Sure.
That's not a good friend.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer. She wants to go diving on Muff Cliff, for sure. For sure.
Muff Mountain.
Do it. Do that. You dive on that muff.
Escape to Wuff to Muff Mountain.
Because you know what? Doesn't care about dicks. And also, Jesus doesn't care if you dive on a muff.
That's true.
Doesn't care.
Face first.
Face first.
Goosh. And Marcelino is basically saying Brittany didn't come home. That's where she is. And she calls him and she's like, hey, can you send me the screenshots of all of everything? And that's when we say she's not a good friend because she did this. And he asked for pics of her and he sent dick pics. Yeah. And she said, I never sent him anything. So the thing about it is, yes, she could have told Brittany, but do you think she didn't because she didn't want to upset the balance of what Brittany and Marcelino were doing? Or do you just tell your friend or your ex-girlfriend things who has already been in your marriage?
I mean,
I think it's very complex.
Yeah and no. Yes and no. It's
because Brittany already blurred the lines.
It's the time. Brittany did blur the lines. She did. But really, Brittany was pretty clear about the lines because they had a conversation about what they wanted. And
True. She
said, I told Marcelino, if you talk to another woman, be honest with me and just let me
right.
know. It's not that she said you can't do this. It's about be honest. And Amanda, you know, if it was, so think about.
Do you think it's a double standard, though, because she sees her friends who she might have dated as women all the time?
I agree. I think it is. I don't think anyone's right or wrong. I think when Marcelino talks about he doesn't feel attracted, I think that's all true. And I actually think Brittany has more to sort out in her heart than Marcelino does.
I agree.
But, I was going to go back to what I think is shady is that Amanda was doing this for 2 months. Like, think about it. If your boyfriend, like, sent me a weird text, I mean, I think I probably immediately would say, I would say to you, like, hey.
That would never happen.
I never know. I would say, hey, I got this. This is weird to me. And I would tell you, the only reason I wouldn't tell you would be what?
I would say, you can have him.
You know, I shouldn't have used you as an example because you can't look logically at this. But you would, you, yeah, the only reason I wouldn't tell you is because I felt like I was complicit in something.
I agree. And
that's
guilty. That's so probably
like
what it was.
She did text something back and egged him on.
Well, she sent screenshots, though.
Of herself.
She sent screenshots of what she of what he sent. But so maybe she left those out.
2 months later, she could have left stuff out.
That's
but
true.
I think it's weird, though, that she would not. Come on, 2 months? That's too long.
I agree.
That's too long.
I just think the boundaries of that relationship have been muddied.
Yes. Yes, yes.
So
yes, yes.
It's not that I don't think you can have an open marriage.
I was just talking about their relationship because you asked earlier about, like, I'm talking about the relationship of her friend, of
Amanda
being the friend to Brittany. I think that's pretty cut and dry. She should have fucking messaged.
Ex-girlfriend.
Or ex-girlfriend. She yeah. should have She should have let Brittany know this.
This is, y'all, this is the big issue with boundaries.
But it is, you are right that Brittany muddied the waters.
Yeah. The thing is, if you're your ex-girlfriend, depends on how you need to have boundaries. Maybe you shouldn't be opening up to your ex-girlfriend about everything happening in your marriage, regardless of how comfortable you are.
And
all of these boundaries are a mess.
We've said before, if you're going to have an open relationship, that's fine. The only people I know that have successful open relationships have very clear boundaries.
And it's very clear.
And it's discussed a lot. There's radical honesty. Like, I had one friend who said, I thought this was such a beautiful way to put it. He said, I'm only with another person if I know in a way it will benefit my core relationship.
Meaning interesting.
It gives me something that my other partner is not in a place where they can. So it makes me come back to my relationship either grateful for them or I feel fulfilled in a way that they don't fulfill, so I don't feel wanting when I'm with them. And I went, I've never thought about that way. That's a beautiful way to look at that.
The only other issue with that is that's how one person feels, but it's only on the amount of how much you can talk with the other person in your relationship.
So it's just a lot of conversations.
And then go to San
Francisco. I don't think they've done this.
Go to San Francisco and every single gay couple is in an open relationship. That's why it's a messy city. New York is getting that way too.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people in LA that are
Me
in
too.
Open, I think I probably know more gay people in open relationships than in monogamous.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's where San Francisco was kind of like the beginning of it all.
It's San Francisco, that's where the devil lives, and he spreads his sin all over America.
And that's why it's fun.
That's why it's fun. We love that city.
I love a juice box. Best thing in the world.
If you need something that describes Sean without describing Sean, you say, you know, he's a guy that drinks a juice box the day before the day of his wedding.
I was mostly talking about Sean's future's father-in-law.
I mean, they all fit.
Who said...
No, I quit that. All right, just me then.
I'm going to go out and smoke cigarettes.
Just me. See y'all.
I got married in a bowling alley. Did you hear that line?
Yeah. This is Kathy's husband.
Yes.
And you see why Sarah doesn't know any better.
They basically had to drag me to my wedding.
I mean, if you look on paper at Sean... And what's his name? Cletus? The guy?
Cletus. I did not get his name.
I didn't get his name, I don't think.
I did not get... He kind of looks like a wild man who came out of the woods.
Yes. If you put them together, though, you go, well, Sean's a step up.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I like it when Sarah's walking with her mom and Kathy's like, why don't we just run?
Just run. Can't we run? She's like, no, Mom. Sarah, bless you. Bless you.
We get a little bit of destiny here. And Angela, her friend, who I think she's staying with, says, I think I'd reconsider. And I said, for once, I might take advice from someone with a neck tattoo of what looks like a moth and someone's head.
I think it's supposed to be a butterfly, but they kind of fucked it up.
It looks like a wasp.
I mean, can you imagine just laying there and having going on your neck?
It seems painful. But
your skin's kind of thick around your neck, actually.
No, it's very thin. Are you kidding?
I feel like it feels thicker. Is it thin? I don't know.
It's very sensitive. That's why when people kiss me there, I go nuts.
You have a different neck. You like to be chewed on. Just gnawed on your neck. Your neck and your nipples.
Don't tell people that.
You've told people this.
Oh, wait, I have.
You've talked.
I don't think there's anything I haven't talked about sexually. Actually, there's a lot.
There's a lot.
I have enough to fill volumes.
Funny thing, I've never asked. That's where we are, folks. That's where we are.
I believe in honesty.
Okay.
Transparency.
Sure. Sure.
But
yes, I'm sorry. And also her eyes, the makeup.
Everything.
But now that Destiny did her mom's makeup, makes sense.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, look on our TikTok. We got a meme of me having some reactions to her mother's makeup.
What did you think of Sean and his son Brandon's conversation?
Ooh.
The son?
Brandon.
He's cute.
Brandon.
What did you think?
I mean, in one way, I was very moved. In another way, I went, what I've said on the show, don't weaponize your trauma as an excuse to treat people badly.
The
other way, I went, oh, Sean makes sense now.
He makes sense, but at the same time, I kept thinking, this is Sean. I should not be being moved by this. And it is one thing to make explain why you are that, but if you have the forthrightness in your head to know why you do it, shouldn't you be able to stop yourself?
This is what I'm going to say, and I agree with you. Yes, you should be able to stop yourself. I think another factor adding it that kind of helped me see is, I'm careful when I say this because especially I think men do this ever, but where I'm from, like even my own father, love him as a father. He wasn't the best husband in the world, and men would treat women shitty, and then they'd say, well, she's crazy. She's a nag. I can't be around her. Da 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 da. And Sean kind of is saying that. Like that Kelly
about
was so horrible.
Brandon's
he
mother.
Didn't want to fight in front of the kids. He didn't want to get physical. He didn't want to go down that path.
Right.
So I want to say first to Sean, on one hand, I want to say, Sean, no matter how angry you get, no one makes you hit them.
Right.
Or something. So that's on you. But remember, I think it was Brandon who said,
but it was the fear of it.
It was a fear of it. It was a trigger. And Brandon talked about, I forgot what words he used, but Brandon basically said, my mom was, remember in a prior episode?
Right.
He said, like, my mom's crazy or my mom's really intense.
Yeah, intense.
I feel like, so I don't want to demonize Kelly in this yet, and she's probably terrible to live with.
Yeah.
We've seen the way she talks to Sean. I bet it is torturous and honestly abusive.
Especially to live in the same house as her.
I bet it is nonstop with her and never enough.
Even with the kids.
Yes. Yeah. And so,
At the same time, it's not an excuse to be a deadbeat dad.
No, it's not. But it is.
It does make sense.
I think what I related to it and why is that was my grandma. I look back on it and I see that my dad and my Uncle Leonard will never admit this, but my Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla will, that it was an excuse, but my Aunt Peggy will and Uncle Andy would, but my grandmother was borderline and was so terrible to her husband.
Right.
That when he had an affair, he had no choice not to see his kids.
Right.
Because she was treated him abusively.
Right.
Y'all have heard about the screen door. Yeah. So I don't know where Kelly is and all that, but it does make you see. There's two sides to this, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking it just feels a little convenient to be coming out on your wedding day. That we've never heard it before. And it's still not an excuse to... Sean has absolutely no judgment. Zero.
Yeah. Oh, none.
And So I think it's a piece of the puzzle. We can kind of figure out a little bit of justification why he did what he did.
Yeah.
But it does not explain everything.
Well, and it doesn't give him a pass on, y'all, how shitty and how he's lied to...
women.
All
the women in his life.
A lot of women, yeah.
Yeah.
But I bet Kelly wasn't that far off the way she controlled things the way Destiny was. That makes
yeah,
sense that
I
Sean
think,
would pick a pattern like that.
I think, yeah. The son, Brandon says, either we become the product of our parents or we do the opposite. I was like, where did you come from?
I've literally said that so many times too. I thought that I've said that a lot in life.
But
and it's so true.
This is someone who's in his early 20s.
I know.
Where did he come from?
We can have some conversations.
Okay, come on.
Come on. In a little in the Wagon Wheel Hotel at midnight.
What's interesting is he says, I don't blame you at all. I had to grow up a little faster. So it's interesting. Brandon's already forgiven his deadbeat father for
this. He's 22 and on it. So at least he's kind of.
That's unbelievable.
I don't think the
at
other
22.
Children are there.
No.
No.
And anyway.
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Sarah and her friends are getting ready. What do you think about this makeup? I was going to say the eyeshadow is almost unforgivable. That is wedding makeup.
I got a little tears in my eyes thinking about how bad this is.
It
on
was
a wedding day.
Awful.
Between that and the hair.
And the eyebrows.
She looks like not even Ariel at Disneyland.
No.
Or Disney World. But like, you know, then they have those Mickey Mouse costumes at your hometown parade, but they couldn't buy the Mickey Mouse costumes. So either someone made them.
I think that's an Ardmore thing.
Or they bought them from Amazon.
Again, this is an Ardmore
really,
thing.
Really, my dad bought some of the parade. And
no.
It kind of looked like Mickey Mouse, but Mickey Mouse with a lazy eye. And Donald Duck with kind of like, if Donald Duck had like a weird bill that kind of was messed up in the middle.
We stayed clear of knockoff costumes.
And kind of lumpy. Didn't really have the shape of Donald Duck. More looked kind of like, instead of like an upside down light bulb, kind of looked like a triangle. It wasn't exactly Donald Duck.
Horribly sad.
And a different shade of blue for his outfit. Goofy, don't get me started.
No.
He looked like that guy from Mask. But they said it was Goofy. Anyway.
Can you please get book into this?
That's how Sarah looks. She looks like the Namazon version of an Ariel.
Nomaza.
Nomaza version of an Ariel costume you would buy.
It's that, and it's also a weird kind of fairy look for.
It's princess. She wanted to look like a princess. So it's this frosty blue eyeshadow with her fucking magenta red hair with white. With that hair, it all should be nudes, honey. All neutrals and nudes. Maybe a little bit of pink.
I was appalled at how bad it was. I every time I looked at her, because she's an attractive girl.
Woman. This makes no sense. And I saw this makeup and I thought,
yeah,
you deserve what you get.
And her friend looked bad too.
They all looked like garbage.
It was bad.
Garbage in a church.
It's some of the most poorly done wedding makeup I'd seen in a long time.
I think it's the worst wedding makeup I've ever experienced. And y'all, think about what we've watched.
Yeah. I think it comes close to that kind of, someone compared the Callum's friend in Scotland on UK to Boy George. His friend Rebecca. It was pretty close.
Her makeup was well done, but just too much.
Too much. I see.
If she had done like 50% less, she would look gorgeous.
But this was
10% of this.
It was appalling.
Would still look horrible.
Yeah.
I'm getting angry. We got to move on.
So the most important thing here is that Destiny's mother is trying to call her to not go to the wedding. Guess what? She's going to go regardless.
Do you think she's going to go? We see Destiny go to the airport with a suitcase. I don't think she's going to go because, y'all, first of all, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnant. Second of all, she can't leave the county, let alone the state.
Because of parole reasons.
Is she in California?
Yeah.
So she wants to fly to fucking Ohio. Also, number three.
Also, who goes to Ohio? Just when it's not your wedding.
Yeah, it's we enjoy. You love. You won't say it.
I had to go because we were doing a show.
You loved Columbus. I know you didn't say. You said the L word, but you.
I said it was perfectly adequate.
You know, I did say that. I love Columbus.
Hot boys. I'd be back. Jesus.
I'd love to go to Columbus again. Preferably, I'd like to go in the fall when school's in session.
It was so hot when we were there.
I'd like to go in the fall when one of the largest universities
in the world is in session. Ooh, OSU.
That might change your mind.
OSU!
Wow. I grew up in a state that had OSU, and I've never heard it said so sexual and gross in my life.
S-U. Stop it.
Stop it.
OSU! Stop.
You got to have sex again tonight.
I got it done on Thursday.
I know, but I think you're...
It took, but I'm...
We've had a long day today.
I'm rebounding quicker, unfortunately. It's like this... I think it's this monkeypox. It's making me crazy. Not the actual monkeypox. It's the vaccine. Yeah.
The second one itches a lot.
The second one made my arm swell up, y'all.
Yeah, it looked like you had ringworm.
Something was wrong with me.
It wasn't. That's what mine did too, but not as bad. Yours looked way grosser, but I didn't want to tell you that. I didn't want you to be worried. It's fine now. It's better, but I was worried.
I Googled it.
I was concerned on Wednesday when I saw you.
I Googled it.
I was worried that you would lose your arm. It looked bad.
Well, as long as I got my right one.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, y'all, where are we? I'm talking about this. Oh,
maybe it's like when a person is blind, they lose, they gain more sensitivity. So if I lost my left arm, my right arm would be able to do more things.
Probably, I would say that, yeah. Yeah.
Be even more artistic.
I think it would just give more hand jobs.
Yeah,
better hand jobs on the right. Do you think she's going to, I don't think she's going to go. I think she's going to chicken out. I feel like this is a bit of fraudacity.
Me too. If she does, I'll be really shocked.
If she actually goes, respect.
It respect. Will be one of the biggest debacles in Lalu history.
Because also, unless production pays for it, how is Destiny going to go?
That's true.
That's not a cheap flight, y'all. We know. We've had to book it.
She said she got some money from her mom. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Is it time for Lindsay and Donate?
Donate.
Which is what everyone's autocorrect goes to.
Oh, Deontay and Lindsay. Okay, before we get started, I have as y'all know, because I do the work and because I want to support, I subscribe.
You're very devoted to the fans.
I subscribe to Deontay's OnlyFans. Only for a month.
For a month. Information purposes.
So I just want to say, you go on there immediately when I joined. Just an array of full-on naked pics.
Yeah.
Dick
pics. You sent me.
Oh.
And I was pleasantly surprised.
I was shocked at how big his dick was.
It is shockingly large.
And girthy, y'all. It's a girth train.
It is. I'm strangely still not attracted to him.
I still think, like you said, I don't know if it could get fully hard.
I really believe it could not.
Until I watched a video of him masturbate.
Oh, you saw it.
Yes.
And?
I will say, I think because I'm not turned on by Deontay either because I think.
You said you were.
I know, but it's weird. I don't think I could though now because I watched a video of him jerking off and I.
And then he's like
nothing happened. So he does it. I mean, it's fine. It's a very nice penis. He jerks off. He comes.
And you are empty.
And then at the end. He said he cummed like on a, because he's OCD, so he cummed like on like a little paper towel to be clean.
He can't even jerk off hot.
Because he wasn't giving, and then he goes, well, there you go. I just put my kids on a paper towel, and I laughed so hard, and I went, wait a minute. Is this going to be your OnlyFans that you fucking like jack off and then make me laugh my ass off? I'm into this.
I don't think I'm into it because I don't want to laugh.
It made me laugh so hard.
Maybe it's the combination of the two things.
Funny. Y'all, a guy could be somewhat cute, but if he's really fucking funny, I'm turned on.
But I'm not, that's not when I want to laugh.
It was so, I know. It was like, I feel sorry for any guy or woman who was about to get their Jolly Rogers.
Right.
And he told a joke and they just went, Although that might, I don't know, it might make me come harder.
No, that's like that,
I like laughing.
That's like that woman who put her Facebook stuff on the wall, and the other woman said, "That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That's not how porn works, donate. You need to go do some research."
I think he's putting his own spin on it, and I enjoyed it. Dude, I'm still not sexually into it, but it's funny.
That says more about you.
I don't know.
Then that's not. I just don't think that's where we are in porn.
If you want to see Deonte deliver the goods, he does.
On a paper towel.
Well, it's clean.
I'm sorry.
Military. They're not messy.
You gotta get into this. You can't just come on a paper towel. Come on.
Oh, it was so, it was just.
This is amateur hour.
It's like when he says things like in this episode, he's like, "I'm going to do this in Lindsay's voice." And then he starts it and realizes it doesn't sound good. He said, "Okay, I'm going to stop Lindsay's voice."
I agree. He's completely unintentionally funny.
I will watch him forever.
I
him
do
and Lindsay
not
both.
Want to watch him in any kind of sexual way. When he, oh my God, there's more. Cameo needs to leave me alone.
Oh, you're getting
it. No, it tells you when you have, at the end of the day, you're like, you've got two requests that you need to get done by today.
Today.
Anyway, I will. Now that I hear that, I'm even more turned off.
I will, y'all, because I love you, I will do the work and I will keep diligently checking and I will let you know.
At least, I'm
not going to tell everything because mad respect. He's making his own money. Yeah. So I'm not going to give away y'all if you want. I'm not going to give away all the details.
Can't you just jerk off on your stomach? Like,
but how? He wanted to have like a, I guess a POV. Like if you were looking up at him, like sucking his ding-a-ling. Or, you know, some people are into that.
Or do it on a piece of leather furniture that you could clean up later.
Yeah, you didn't clean it up and it was dripping off your couch. And we had to see it during our intimate portrait. So you just proved yourself wrong on that one.
It's just weird. He can't do anything sexy. Everything is a joke.
I enjoyed it.
Anyway, yeah, you need to get some, you need to talk to your therapist about that.
Y'all use our code for BetterHelp, by the way.
Yeah.
Alpudo,
see what your help therapist thinks about that. Spoiler alert, this was on on social media this week.
Is this about the relationship status?
Lindsay and Blaine were photographed kissing.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
I don't know when that was, but Lindsay admitted, I'm a professional kingpin. Why would I date down? So I doubt it was past. It looks current.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're together anymore. That was on social media, though.
Honestly, I could not have sex with that dick on a regular basis.
Talking about Deonte?
It's that fucking big.
I agree.
It is not comfortable,
that,
y'all.
That is the thing. We talk about big dicks all the time, you guys. You can't have sex with a gigantic dick all the
and
time.
And women know this. Yeah. They know that we've talked about that. It is not a boyfriend dick, y'all.
No.
Yeah. A year it's of that, like, you'd be ruined.
It's like you can't go to the French Laundry in Yountville every week. Not even every month.
No.
Just that was the gayest foodie joke ever.
Just buy the cookbook and look at it every week. And jack off to Cheeto fingers.
Yikes.
Anyway. Yeah.
So,
that makes me happy because sadly, probably Deonte, I kind of thought that already because I thought Lindsay, I don't think would want him to get on OnlyFans if they were dating.
No. Also, I could tell you why she could not deal with him because he called back 3 times after he left. Well, y'all,
again,
no, don't do that shit.
No.
Ever. It's not cute.
It's not cute. It reminds you, y'all, we just covered Inmate to Roommate, which was our Bi-Curious one by like 2 percentage points this month. Again, a Matt Sharp joint, as Poodle says.
You know what that's from, right?
Spike Lee,
Spike
right?
Lee, yeah. Oh, my God, you do.
Yeah, what? I'm a human. I can't fight back on that.
There's a lot of things you don't know that humans do. Y'all should have seen my face. My eyes rolled so hard. It was like a slot machine. Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
I'm ready to go to Vegas. Not to do a live show or anything. I just want to go gamble. Doesn't that sound fun?
Can we get back to the show?
Oh, anyway. So, what was I talking about?
We've been at my house the whole fucking day. Yeah,
we have. Oh, Inmate to Roommate. Really good. Check it out on the Bi-Curious. That's you. You have it if you're on $8 tier. It was really good. We did the third episode. But
it's
again,
twisted as fuck.
What you were reminded by in this, Lindsay and Deonta, is that Lindsay is the one who's a career criminal. Deonta, the one that has such a fucked up interpersonal issue.
Yep.
Really.
He's got all
the... like Inmate to Roommate, y'all, it's the roommates that have the problems, not the person that
the
are coming out
the
of
people on the outside.
Yeah, the people on the outside.
No, Deonta's kind of...
He's codependent.
Exactly. And just lack of self-esteem and even self-awareness.
I just think...
It's just...
What happened
there?
Go to a CODA meeting, Deonta. I think, I don't know. You know, we never know. I forgot what Deonta said about his father. We've never heard him talk about his father. We've only seen his mom.
Yeah, well, his mom is very domineering.
And I don't know, like, some people that can be a little lost thrive in military because they thrive on being told, kind of taking orders. And they do. So maybe he is just... He has, that's his type of people pleasing.
He says things like, talking to Lindsay when the next morning, he's like, I would marry your ass tomorrow. And Lindsay just goes,
Yeah, you see Lindsay going, yeah, I wouldn't.
And at one point she says, yeah, I don't want to rush anything.
She uses Miley, which is smart.
Yeah. Oh, she's a genius, man.
If she really wanted to marry him, y'all, she would do it.
And she says, right now I really have to focus on myself and my daughter.
And y'all, she is tamping down expectations like whack-a-mole.
Because
it is admirable to watch.
What changed was his Credit Karma report. Because as soon as he leaves, she tells Blaine, yeah, his credit score is like 150 lower than mine.
Did you hear that?
And she said, and I was in prison.
Now, the thing about Lindsay is she understands, she is not unintentionally funny. She's darkly intentionally funny.
Yeah.
Unlike Deonta.
Yes.
But she's like, his score's 100 less than mine, and I was in prison.
You know what I wish? I wish, but Deonta can't be friends with a woman without trying to sleep
with
her.
He can't.
I wish they would actually be friends and still have a show.
Not possible.
I would fucking watch that.
Not possible.
Because they're so funny together. Like, I would, if they did, I wish they would do a love or lockup, like, if they did like a pillow talk or whatever with the two of them, that'd be hilarious.
I think that would be an insurance risk.
Yeah, that's true. So Lindsay would burn the bed. She'd get pissed off.
So he brings out...
I just got pillow talk. They're sitting on a bed. Well, no, some of them sit on a couch, but that's how it started. They all sat on a bed. I just got that. But some of them
What'd
are on a
couch. What
did you
think it was?
Well, I didn't know.
Like the movie? Like
Pillow
the Doris Day
talk.
Movie?
Pillow Talk. Great movie.
We got to work on that critical thinking.
I went and saw Doris Day's house when I was in Carmel. It's a highlight of my trip. Kind of has a gate around it. But
was that in the guidebook called Just for Fags, Carmel edition?
Basically, you know, funnily enough, I didn't even have to search for it. Google just saw that I was in Carmel. I was like, hey, you might want to go here. And I went, yes!
This is on the Just for Fags tour.
Yeah. It was a drive out there, too.
Pretty, though.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I have to move on. So, later on, she's talking to Blaine. And he basically saying, you have sticks? And in his deep South Blaine accent. And y'all, Deonta just keeps calling. And he's like, I already miss you. Now, if you want a way to make a woman dry out so quickly, as soon as you've left her and where she's just processing and talking, and if you want to find a way to be so fucking needy, this is the way to do it.
It's the way to do it.
This, y'all... This triggers the fuck out of me because I hate neediness in all forms. And when he called the second time, I went, no! And I just screamed, someone kill him!
I was yelling during the Chaz and Branwyn scenes.
That triggered me. That's just creepy,
but it
though.
It triggered me. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh.
So Blaine does say, I've always had a little crush on her. And, you know, I know not, that wouldn't be good, but you never know.
I honestly, I don't know why. I get a gay vibe from Blaine.
Huh.
Or you like know what? A bisexual He's vibe.
I could see it. He's also a pretty boy. That in the South.
He's got that Russ thing.
Yeah.
Like Russ and Powell. Yeah.
That's the kind that Lindsay feels comfortable with.
It is, yeah.
You know why? His masculinity isn't oppressive. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, she doesn't, because she's such a strong. She can't have that. Yeah.
Yeah. She needs men around her.
Same destiny can't be around guys. Like, because Sean no. really is not this hyper-masculine
no.
guy.
No. So.
That's all I have for them.
Lindsay does say, she has these really interesting observations. She's like, I used to be the one reaching out. Now the tables have turned and he's reaching out and I'm not comfortable.
She's just biting her lip.
God, there's something Boy. About her. I could watch her forever.
Well, for me, both of them. But yes, she's mesmerizing.
Oh. Someone who's not mesmerizing is Kevin's mother, Darla. We talked about doing a theater.
You gonna say hi to me too?
But it's not even passive aggressive. It's just aggressive aggressive.
It's just aggressive.
And so I can't even really make fun of her anymore. But
I just feel like this. I'm a little bored with Kevin and Tiffany. Their segment.
Me too.
I'm like, why are we here? Why did you even come back? You sent him the note. He called you. You fought. Why did you come back? Your
no,
stuff
I agree.
Wasn't there.
I agree.
Can't she live somewhere else? I forget. Is she on parole? I think she might be.
I think she is paroled.
Tiffany shows up at breakfast. Y'all remember it ended. Somebody knocked at the door. Well, shocker, it's Tiffany. And she basically, it's the same thing. You want to explain to me whose underwear it is? And Kevin's like, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I know it's Kayla's.
Well, probably is Kayla's. It's like, I don't know. Maybe they're yours.
They're
and
all
then,
talking. It doesn't
and then,
matter.
You're right.
Hey, I want to introduce you. Anybody want to come talk to me?
I figure this is what you typically do. Is this what you do? You didn't want to meet me, his mama?
And in her confessional, she's like, my first impression gave me a really bad vibe. Like, you know, how you treated Kevin when he got out?
Y'all, because we don't forget Kevin that thought they were going to be in a relationship. And then about a week before, she ghosted him.
Yeah.
And then when he got out of prison to pick
she
her
walked
up,
past
she
him.
Walked past him to the other kind
Curtis.
Of, to
Curtis,
yeah,
because Kevin knocked the K off him.
Yes, Curtis and Kevin knocked the K off him.
I don't know if that was a Mary Payne or Aaron thing for Pink Shade.
I think that was one of them, yeah. Oh, I died. I died when they called him Curtis.
But I need, that was some prime Lalu time.
Woo! So Darla has a right to wonder, but boy, for a first meeting, I love it when someone meets you for the first time and they act
interrogates
like
you.
Complete, they act like a complete monster and to call you out for being a monster.
And then at one point, Tiffany's like, well, I don't think Kayla should be blowing up his phone and stuff. And then Darla's like, we can't control Kayla. You know?
But at least she
loves
him.
She does crazy stuff, but I know she loves him. What inner misogyny you must have, you crazy bitch.
She's crazy.
To talk like this.
She's crazy. But, it makes sense where
Kevin
learned
comes
how to treat women.
And he, and I think it was Darla said, is he okay for now? And she's like, is he okay for now? Or is she just waiting for someone better to come along? And then she finally says, you know, he's looked miserable for so long now.
He's so miserable. And I went, yeah, I think that's just how Kevin looks.
Because I guess it's none of the fault is of your son, who's a complete fuckboy. And yes. Why won't you let your son, why don't you tell your son to fucking grow up instead of hating on the women who he's trying to date?
Yes. And he just looks weird. Thank you.
No. Nope.
Many sissies collaborated, though, with me and said, he does look like he's gotten weird filler. I know he hasn't.
Yeah.
But he does look like he's having weird plastic surgery.
I'd still let him dick me down because he gets the job done. I am telling
you. Yeah,
you
might want to look in on that.
Hey, I'm not alone.
I know.
This is all something we need to deal with.
Yeah, someone you're going to think about Kevin while you watch The Exorcist and just like bang yourself.
At least he doesn't make a joke while he's jerking off onto a Kleenex.
I don't know. I think it's funny.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
No, we're Brittany and Ray.
Oh, Brittany and Ray. Oh, well.
Did you already skip past it? Do you want to? No, let's end with them.
With Brittany and Ray?
No, I'm sorry. Chaz and Brandwin. I was
going
to say.
Yeah, they're supposed to end with them. Yeah, Brittany and Nay. It's pretty much just what I learned, what I thought was the best part of this whole thing is when they're having, she's eating with Ray and she said, well, I don't want this to turn into a hush ring. And I went, a hush ring? I've never heard this term.
Like hush
you?
Puppies. No. I'd never heard it.
I think it's different than hush puppies. Although
they taste better.
If I gave you hush puppies, you would shut up.
That's true. Mozzarella sticks, anything, really.
Because isn't that the folklore, whatever, the tale, why they...
Yeah, you gave them...
Would they make them and feed them the dogs?
Yeah, the cornbread, because... So they would... You'd think that you were feeding them. So you wouldn't give them fish or whatever it was.
So there you go, y'all. Hush puppies. Now I want hush puppies.
I don't think that's hard to decipher.
Some people might not have thought of it. Hey. So, but yes, so this idea, I guess, is this a thing where guys just give women a ring to keep them quiet?
I had never heard of it because I'm not going to be quiet regardless, whatever I get.
Yeah, you're not.
Food, maybe, or a dick in my mouth.
Or
then
hush
I'll
puppies,
be quiet.
But not a hush ring.
Exactly.
A hush ring will do nothing for you.
No, I'm going to keep talking.
Now, a hush signed will. Once that's notarized, she'll shut her trap.
A hush Bentley. Surprisingly, yes. That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know, sissy. Is there such a thing? Have you gotten a hush ring?
I guess that's so it is, here is your ring, so you'll stop pushing this, and maybe I can put you off a year or a couple months.
Well, you know what? I used to have a manager at Sephora. I think I've talked about her before, but she was dating this guy. They dated for like 13 years. And people would say, oh, do you want to get married one day? And she's like, yeah, I hope so. And we're like,
13 years?
It wasn't even like she didn't want to get, she wanted to get married. Well, then finally, like I quit working at Sephora and then I came back. She's like, look, I got engaged. I was like, that's great. 5 years later, she's still engaged.
Wow.
So she got a hush ring, I bet. What's the point?
At that point, it's either you have to have a conversation like, do we ever want to get married? Then, and maybe, I think it was that long, I think I would take that as, I don't think this person wants to get married. Or I would say, do we want to be together? Just not get married, because mm-hmm. maybe we can talk about that. I mean, I know I can say right now, I don't think marriage is for me mm-hmm. personally.
I think we need to dig deep to find that out.
Unless there's a DNR involved.
I'm thinking water is wet. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's okay to say. But if she says, yeah, I'd like it
no,
to happen
she
one
wanted
day,
to get married one day. Yeah.
Honey, he's never going to marry you.
Wow. Wow. We're whispering like she's listening. Kimberly, if you're listening, get married, girl, or leave him.
Leave him. Leave him. Or murder him. And hopefully
don't do that. Don't do that. This cannot be used in a court of law as evidence.
Oh, and I'll do my dream job of getting my defense, getting my law degree and defend women who kill their husbands. That's what I've always wanted to do.
I know.
Because I believe a woman killing her husband is a defensible act. There is always a reason. There's a lot of reasons why we kill men.
You done?
Yes.
Speaking of dreams, what did you think about Britney's dream wedding?
You mean with a full orchestra? I don't know how...
I'm just going to let you go off.
...informed anybody is about... She said she wanted a string quartet first, and I think she thought that an orchestra might be a little bigger than that.
I
don't think she's thinking about piccolos and
bass trombones.
Yeah, and
I think she's tuba. Thinking, yeah.
Timpanis.
Yeah,
I'd love a timpani at my wedding.
Alpen boom, horns.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah.
I don't know if she's thinking bell trees.
Yes.
I don't think she's thinking about all of that.
Just a zither.
Yeah, a zither.
Yeah, zither, yes.
I think she's
probably thinking it's like as big as like, you know.
There's like 11 people.
Like, yeah, like a jazz orchestra or something.
But I would tell her that having an orchestra, they barely had an orchestra at the royal wedding.
I'm going to tell you this right now. That's true.
At the most recent, yeah.
I have begged Poodle for us to do something with the live orchestra. Begged.
And I say,
just so you know,
do you know what the budget is?
I said, we'll make it work. Every time. I just want to do a live show with a full orchestra.
And then I tell you how much it costs. And you're like, okay, we'll find a new
way. Okay, we'll find a new way.
We're talking, y'all, tens of thousands of dollars. Like $30,000.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it would to pay for that kind of stuff. So much money.
It's a lot of money.
Especially, you'd probably need, you could maybe do it for 25, but you wouldn't be able to get the whole orchestra. It's just ridiculous, even talking about it.
And she wants to have a wedding with 200 people. And y'all, this is in Houston.
Yeah.
This is not a cheap city to have a wedding. So we're talking, she wants to have a $200,000 wedding.
And she wants the wedding mostly because it so illuminates everything. She's like, I want my dad to walk me down the aisle and people can look at me and say, look at Brittany.
That yes, at least she knows it. She says it. People can look at her.
Oh, it's just we all know this about her. It's no mystery.
What we did know about her though is when she goes and confronts, because Ray tells her about her dad, and she goes to confront her dad, and she's like, "I'm frustrated. Come on!" And basically, he kind of just says, "They don't." He doesn't.
He needs to prove something to me.
And we're like, "What are you?" And we don't understand.
Same thing.
And then Brittany finally comes out. We knew a little bit about this, but her last relationship was an abusive relationship.
Yeah. And so dad, like
physically abusive.
Dad is really, really, really gun shy of letting anyone who he barely knows he says, because I don't know if this man's going to hit my daughter.
I would believe that more if he had acted that way on the first season. But remember, he liked Ray on the first season. So that's why I feel a little frustrated.
I think it does. I could see a point where it became real to him.
That's true.
And he
maybe
had a problem.
Like when he asked.
Yeah.
Like maybe he thought it was going to be longer down the road. But when you're married to Brittany, y'all, everything, because she wants the $200,000 wedding. And then what do you think she wants to start doing the night of their wedding?
Having children.
Yep.
Right away.
Yep. Yep.
I'm glad that Ray's found someone. I just wish there was someone who... I just wish it wasn't Brittany. I think Ray needs to be with someone who's not like that.
But maybe that's what Ray wants.
I guess.
I don't know. I will say again, when Ray wears that turtleneck, I am into it.
I think he's hot.
Oh.
He looks
cute,
a lot better.
But when he's in that turtleneck, God damn.
I don't like guys in turtlenecks
the way you do. Don't like it. But oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a clumsy, uncircumcised penis to me.
No, it doesn't. That not to me. I think it looks very sharp. But you do like a turtleneck on a dick.
I do.
Yeah.
Not so tight. Not so tight that it looks like a sausage roll. Where as I said before, they're just angry. They're like, the penis is just red and just like wanting to poke out of the... You never see one of those? The penis is like, let me out!
So Brittany's frustrated
that raincoat is like so tight on it. And when it does pop out of the foreskin.
Oh God, you just said the word foreskin. I'm so sorry.
At that penis is like, hey!
I'm so sorry, everyone.
I'm here, I'm angry.
I'm sorry, everyone.
That penis is so red when it's popped out of that foreskin.
I think maybe because you've been slapping it the entire time.
Just taunting it.
Electric jolts, whatever.
Pap,
We got to move on. We got to move on.
I'm
okay,
here.
This is a long show. Sorry.
So where do we go?
I think that monkeypox shot is making you crazy.
So, but we do find out that she's mentioned it before. We did not know to this degree she had to leave the relationship because she was worried for her safety.
For her, as her, she, yeah, her life.
Yes. And so it makes sense why the family would be involved in this trauma, but it still feels a little like she's grown to me.
Yeah, but wasn't this recent? Wasn't it just...
I don't know.
I feel like I remember from first season, she hasn't been out of that relationship long.
Hmm.
So Brittany does not act grown. She tries... On paper, she looks grown, but yeah, she's very impulsive. So God, I bet she is an insufferable friend to have.
Oh, yeah. It's never... When you tell her a story, she's like, well, let me tell you about me and Ray.
Yeah, exactly.
So she goes home and tells Ray about this, and she's like, I can't see myself walking down the aisle without my dad. And he's like, well, why can't we go to the courthouse? This is interesting because it's very Eve and Muhammad, because Eve wants the fairy tale instead of...
Brittany does too.
So it's kind of like, what would she choose? She wants to have everything. Could you have the marriage? Could you have just a regular marriage with Ray without the big wedding that you need?
Yeah.
Is it possible? And or I'll ask a better question. Or do you just want the wedding and the man's interchangeable?
And I don't know if he's interchangeable, but I will say I feel like if you're getting married and you just want to have a wedding so everyone can look at you. If you wouldn't... Now, I get it. You want to get married around your family and friends. But if you still wouldn't get married just at a small courthouse wedding with, like, 20 of your family and friends,
yeah,
if you're like, no, I couldn't do that, then you probably shouldn't get married. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying, though, if that couldn't... Because, sadly...
The weddings become more important than your marriage.
A lot of people in COVID... had to do that.
Yeah.
It's not about, we want to have that big wedding. And I get all that. That would be great. But at the core, I'm not saying you forget, but you should want to have it either way. And the fact that Brittany has to pause on that.
Yeah.
Now, if it was truly about, well, I want to have a wedding where even if it was a courthouse wedding, I'd want my father to be there.
That's different.
But she doesn't say that.
No.
She makes it sound like, no, I can't.
She needs the 200-person wedding with the orchestra.
Yeah.
Doves flying overhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to, and then when she gets married, she'll say, look what I've done to this man. Look how I've changed his life and brought him out of prison.
No, it's just the same Brittany we saw in the previous season. Yeah. Should we talk finally?
Now. Hey,
reservation for G Money.
Hey Siri, call Branwyn. Call Branwyn.
He's gonna stay another night, y'all.
Okay. He calls and says, "Honey, I changed my flight. I don't feel right about leaving you." And you see Branwyn go, "No,
I gotta do Spanish homework."
But that actually sounded too calm. You actually see her kind of inner freak out and say, "No, no,
baby, I wasn't gonna do that, baby."
And she's like, "Are you serious?"
She does say that.
And she actually said, "I'm doing homework. Just get on the plane and go home." There's two things that I want to talk about. First of all, how much homework does this bitch have?
This is a lot of homework. It does sound like she's got a 4 AP class load.
Yes. She's carrying 18 credit hours in a quarter.
That backpack must be huge. I hope it's on a roller.
I hope
her
so.
Her back is really hurting.
Yes. And already on stripper poles, she's probably used her back a lot. So, serious, I'm like, how much homework does. Because she doesn't have a job.
No.
So, what else is she doing? She just has to do the homework.
I have a feeling that homework, regardless of what it is, overwhelms her, and she has to spend a lot. It takes her hours just to do homework.
I bet you it does too.
And it's not just because
I don't
want to
make fun of that.
Intelligent.
I don't want to make fun of that. Yeah. Because that's where she is.
But I think to write, I need to quote, I need to say this phrase because it is just one of the, it just made, it lit up certain things in my brain like ASMR. She's like, I have to make sentences have a lot of words that I don't know the translation of.
Well, and I bring up, I think the homework is, I don't think there's that. I think it's always, that's her excuse. She's yeah. trying to get him.
It's just,
I have to make sentences.
Bless her heart.
Have a lot of words. By the way, it is confirmed. Sissy's confirmed it last week, but also we actually looked. Y'all, she was sucking her thumb.
Yeah, that's, I swear to God, well, that's what I saw.
You said, I'm pretty sure you said I wasn't sure. Sissy's confirmed, but they showed the clip this week. She was sucking her thumb.
Yeah,
that,
I thought it was.
I'm going to go out and say that I think Branwyn is probably the most, is dealing with the most emotional damage of anyone we've seen probably
wow.
on shows, period.
Wow.
I'm talking 90 Day. I'm talking Extreme Sisters. I'm talking, help! I'm in a secret relationship. Again, get a match chart joint. All of those. Can you think of someone that has more active trauma in them than Branwyn?
No. The only close second would be Danielle. Because
Danielle has a lot of trauma.
Yeah. Oh. But for some reason, Danielle, there's such an awkwardness about Danielle. There's a comedy about it too. And she's a little bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
And so it's easier to, there is a deep, deep hurt in Branwyn.
It's sadness yeah. watching her. It's just sadness.
Yeah.
And this whole idea of when,
and this guy just makes this guy even more of a predator. Every time he's around her, he's trying to get sex from her.
It really is like, you want, what I saw today, like I've said before, like, Branwyn, if you don't want to be him, just tell him. That's true.
She can't.
Well, because the dynamic this really reminds me of is a child being sexually assaulted by an adult.
Yeah.
They're a child, but I know she's not. But emotionally, she's sucking her thumb.
Yeah.
She's a child. She's a six-year-old child, and she can't say that.
Myriad reason for a myriad of reasons.
He's like,
honey, I don't want to sound like a
asshole,
Smarty Pants.
It's myriad.
Myriad.
She's like, ow.
But no, you and y'all, they go to, he wants to take her to this hotel where.
Well, first they go to the park and he sits down and says, yeah. I feel like something's not right. Basically the whole thing.
How again, perceptive.
Because he can't get a fucking clue. And
that's the thing. How dumb is this guy? Because he doesn't strike me as completely an idiot.
I don't think he's completely an idiot, but I think he has no common sense.
Yeah.
Poodle, how many times has he been married?
This is his fifth.
This is his fifth time.
So he has blindness where women are concerned.
He has blindness, and he has, I think he went through some pretty bad relationships where women fucked him over.
Had to have.
So he's got trauma too, because he full out says what we think on the inside. He says, I just want to know you love me and you're attracted to me.
Yep.
Who actually says
Nobody.
That to someone?
Did you hear him say, did you hear her say actually? She's like,
I don't want to talk about it because I'm committed to going to Kentucky and it's done.
And that is so tragic to me.
Yeah.
That she's like, I know I committed to it. I'm going to go because I promised it to you like a child.
Everything's wrong, right, good, bad. And he says to her, he says, well, I'm really glad that you married me. And she responded and said, she didn't say,
I'm I'm glad you married me too.
She didn't say I'm glad.
Or I'm glad, or you're.
No, that's what she said. I'm glad you married me too. She didn't say I'm glad that I married you.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you married me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. Now we, and that's where Chaz in that moment says, if you want to get a hotel. And I immediately went, gross. He just wants to get a, not to help you study.
No.
He says, no pressure. It's fucking gross.
So this is all about, and they go to that same hotel with
G-woman.
G-money.
And his woman.
The same hotel with that pineapple pillow that said, sleep with me. This is a gross hotel.
It's a gross hotel.
This is, and she's like, I need to do my Spanish. I'll just stare at you while you study.
And I was like, that's a joke. No, it's not.
We were going to do a theater about this, but it's just too creepy.
It's too creepy.
I don't think I can do it.
No, I don't think I can either, actually, as we talk about it.
Yeah, it's just too creepy.
It's, didn't you think at least that he was joking when he said, I'm going to stare at you? And then he actually sat down at the table and stared at her while she fucking studied.
It was almost unwatchable.
It was one of the most uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll do my best not to interrupt. And then he keeps asking these questions like, so is this a weekly thing? Is this? And
hey, Siri, how do you say you're incredibly sexy in Spanish?
In Spanish. And it says it. He's like, oh, I can't say that.
And then he starts rubbing her shoulders. And y'all know how I feel about the rubbing shoulders.
And he goes over and he kind of rubs her shoulder and he hugs her. And then,
like the creepy guy in high school.
And then did you see Branwyn's countenance completely changed?
Yep.
It's immediately she went into
trauma. Sex worker
that
mode.
Child that was abused shut off. And she went into sex
I'll give
worker
you a
mode.
Lap dance.
And she just kind of said, I'm done. And then that's where he said, oh, daddy's going to have a good time.
Yep.
And I went, gross.
And then he said, how do you want me? So she starts giving him a lap dance.
I need music.
And then he's like beatboxing.
Boom, boom, boom.
And they tell the cameras, bye. Do you think they're going to have sex?
No.
I think you're right.
No.
I think
she won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
She's going to freak out again.
Yeah.
Because they did not show. I went on TV and looked. They did not show next week on Love After Lockup. They didn't show that. Maybe we have a week off.
Why?
I don't know. But they didn't show what's happening next week. They always do.
Because this weekend's Labor Day weekend.
So I don't know. We're still having fucking 90 Day Fiance.
That's right. We are.
Never a break on
90
Day Fiance.
God, that sharp. There's one more scene with Tater and Chance. We forgot about it.
Yeah, we did forget about them.
This show, y'all. It's so long. So, y'all, they're trying on wedding dresses with, she's like, I like lacy and shiny, with her friend Sarah, and I didn't like any of these dresses.
I didn't like any of them. They fit her okay, but they just looked.
Here's the problem. They're all super traditional, and she's got tattoos, and I'm like, celebrate your tattoos. Have them coordinate with your dress in some way.
I think she needs to go with
something
a more
edgier.
Edgier, that's a good word for it. It just looks weird. Like, I keep thinking there's something on her or something.
Right.
It just looked weird with the tattoos.
I think wedding dresses, you can make it work with your tattoos.
She had straps. I think she would have done much better with a strapless.
Yeah.
Because her tattoos are on her. And it would show like you're kind of framing the tattoos on her shoulders and down her arms.
I'll have to show it to you. One of my clients got married right before COVID. And I remember thinking,
clients? A woman?
One of my vocal coaching clients.
Oh, one of those clients.
No, we keep those lists separate.
Sorry, I thought the piano cat. I was like,
but no,
whoa.
She has sleeves and she has chest tats.
Uh huh.
But the dress was this kind of, I'll never forget it. The dress was this off-white thing, and the shape of it just went right with her tattoos.
Mm.
Because otherwise, it just looks like, it seems like the tattoos and the dress are fighting.
They're competing, yeah.
So I would encourage anybody who's getting married, think about that. Don't just think about how those work with your body.
Because you've got these tattoos and they're, most of the
it's
time,
your
they're
art
beautiful.
That you care about.
Yeah, so like showcase them.
Because you see that all the time when women do have tattoos, sometimes it just looks like, nothing's working.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like, or competing.
Again, even just a strapless would have been so much better for her.
Anyway, so
Sarah, it's nothing. Sarah's just basically said, Sarah says something that we've always said. She said, I worry because she is so passive and is a nice person, and that's going to get taken advantage of. Because Tater talks about how Chance has just kind of bought a truck and spending money and doesn't really consult with her on these things.
And basically, she says,
I like this one. It's loose fitting. And I'm late.
She's like, but and I'm we all go, weight. Fuck.
She's like, but I'm not pregnant. But I've been a little nauseous. And I'm 2 weeks late. But I'm not pregnant. And I gained weight. And but I'm not pregnant.
And the thing here is, every pregnancy, she says, has been high risk. And it's just like, this is one of those, I describe this as on 90 Day Fiancé UK, where you see the wagon of provisions on fire just going down the hill towards the barn dance. And it's...
I mean, I think they'll stay together. I just think it's going to be rough. And I think that...
We also find out she lost her boy she had with Jake.
But
her...
We do, but I just want to say... We talk about losing Jake every episode! So it's like, Tater, go to trauma counseling if you haven't. Like... This is so soon for you.
I think she's still living in it. Yeah. I think she wakes up every day and it is still like the day he died.
And it's not that you get, now with my dad, I get now that we've got to get away from this thing. I think this idea that we get over grief or we get past
it. Yeah, I don't think you get over it.
No, I'm just saying though, I think maybe she thinks it's like, it's always finding like a different relationship with grief, but the actual pain of it just from talking and being on that So Sorry for Your Loss podcast, we were talking about it and she said in her experience, like the pain of the loss never lessens.
Right.
So how is she going to deal with, there's always going to be the pain of that loss of her husband, but like, how do you kind of walk side by side with that instead of she's being
actively confronting it?
I actually feel like instead of the provisions on fire, that her dead ex-husband is pulling the cart and she's the cart on fire.
And with that...
What a way to end the show, everybody. This is Reality Gaze, y'all. We bring you up.
You can find us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. You can find us on TikTok at Reality Gaze.
And you can't find us on our website, but I'm working on it.
We're working on that.
To our Linktree link on our TikTok and our Instagram, and that's where you can get tickets for our live shows.
Live shows.
Yes. We're planning out the schedule, what we're going to talk about now, so we'll be announcing that hopefully in a couple of weeks.
I was just doing it today, and I was discussing it with you.
Yes, so hopefully got a little surprise. Tampa's going to be a poodle palooza. Poodle palooza, poodle's birthday jamboree.
All my tricks are coming. That's why we had to have the second show.
That's why we had the second show. Actually, that's what I would love. That would be one of my most favorite things.
That'll never happen. They can't be in the same place.
Is a heaven. I would love when I die and if I go to heaven, and when you're there too, probably won't. They'll just be, God will say, okay, let's do this. And he'll sit me down on a very comfortable couch because it'll need to be comfortable. And you'll sit there kind of in a chair, and then every guy you've ever fucked will just come through and say, remember that guy? And you'll go, and then that guy. We're going to be there for at least several years, but it's just every guy.
And then I rate each of them.
Yes. I think that'd be a ball.
You know what? But because then I have total recall. I remember all of them.
And you go, God, I give him 4 wings, 3 wings. I'd love that.
I love that.
Just for you to be afterwards go, God, I was a slut.
Oh, I was a slut.
All right, everybody. Yeah. That's the show. We'll see you next week. Have a good week this week. Happy Labor Day to you.
Happy Labor
Day. We hope you are not laboring. We hope that we're working, but we're hoping the rest of you are not.
Are.
So, all right, everybody. Have a good holiday weekend if you're in the U.S. If not, just have a good week.
And we will
lie-loo-ya later.
Lock me up, throw away the key.
prisoner of love.